Thank you for listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now here's a great clip from our show where we discuss with you our universe.
It brings us to our next topic, which is Tom DeLonge, who is the Blink 182 guy. You know Blink 182?
Yeah.
You seem like a rocker. They want to see you over there.
I have two.
That's good.
I have two Blink 182 songs on my phone, on my
really?
iPod.
You still do?
Oh yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
You don't erase things from your iPod.
Which
lover.
Ones do you have?
I have a song called "Damn It," and I have a song.
Oh my gosh.
Adam's song.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a popular one.
Yeah.
So what did you? Okay. What did you think of this story? Go ahead and announce what the story is. Everybody wants to hear. There it is. Hold on. Let's pull it up on screen. Go ahead. This one right
so
here.
So he basically...
What's the headline on this?
How do you say his last
DeLong,
name? DeLonge. DeLonge announces creation of Fringe Science Research Team.
Okay. And what do I learn in this article?
So he is actually forming a, it says, rock star turned UFO investigator, Tom DeLonge, has announced the formation of an ambitious consortium, which aims to explore the realms of fringe science. Dubbed the To the Stars Academy for Arts and Sciences, the group includes a number of former high-ranking officials from the Department of Defense and aerospace industry. So essentially, he wanted to make a global database,
right,
where people could document their experiences with extraterrestrial life, it was saying.
Okay, so what I think about this. So basically, this guy has been into this for a while. And he's forming a group, which I think is good. And it has, like, entertainment. And it also has, like, some education. And, you know, there's some kind of academy going on. This academy, what is this here? Wednesday's announcement by DeLonge regarding the creation of the TTS Academy may have disappointed some UFO enthusiasts who had hoped that the rock star was going to facilitate some kind of official disclosure about the phenomenon. So there was an academy, a public benefit corporation, the TTS Academy, which is the To the Stars Academy for Arts and Sciences. TTS Academy is looking to develop projects within three specific areas: science, aerospace, and entertainment. Among the pursuits proposed for their science division are the creation of a massive, like you just said, a global database of supranormal experiences around the world, exploration of brain-computer interface technologies, and a study of telepathy. I don't like this shit. I'm going to tell you why.
You don't?
See, I know, it's very strange.
I loved it.
It seems good.
Yeah, so I want to hear. Why don't you like it?
Well, you just said that you liked... I noticed one thing about you. I said, do you want to be hooked up to the computer? You don't want your... I mean, you don't want to be hooked up to the computer, right?
Oh, yeah, I don't want to be hooked up to it, but I do want to know what other people know and see a global database of people saying, like, oh,
well, there's
my
already
God,
one of those. Yeah. We have this thing, I think it's Project Blue Book or whatever, where the government had like 10,000 things and they tried to debunk every one. Some of them they couldn't. Somebody knows what this is. What is it? Project Blue Book, Operation Blue Book, something. And it was in the 80s and 90s. There's tens of thousands of these. And so, but I'm going to tell you why. I like it. First of all, I like it because the guy's trying.
Yeah.
I like, you know, Blink 182. I used to listen to Blink 182. I like the guy, but I don't know who his sources are. Other articles talk about that he's working, and I like the Department of Defense. It's great. But listen, and you know, he was working with Podesta, I guess, who Podesta was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, which is fine. That's good. I send love to my first video we ever did is love to Hillary Clinton and Trump. I did it on election day. It's the first video we ever did. So, and to Podesta too. But there happens to be some weird ass agendas going on. Maybe, you know, everybody's agenda could be weird. And I don't know if this guy's getting all of the information. What I mean is that when you start talking about brain computer interface technology, as Elon Musk says, even though he's working on Neuralink, which is also linking machines into you, but as he said, AI is, he basically says AI is, then you get into some satanic shit. And because basically this promise of, and we have some people commenting on this one AI video. And again, I love them. I haven't gotten to an argument because you know what? People can do whatever they want. But this idea of promising that there's, you can hook into the intelligence and this promise of we need to be fused with robots because we're going to, there's a promise of knowing everything if you are. We don't know shit. And whatever system we're going to hook ourselves into, that's only what we think we know all of. And even Elon Musk says, That's some satanic things. And when we talk about brain computer technology interface, there's an element, definitely. I mean, the Kurzweil from Google, one of the top guys, executives at Google, he's talking about that's what's next for us. We're going to fuse with machines. And I don't think he's a bad guy. I mean, a lot of people really feel this way. They think this, we have comments right now on our channel. The cyborgs are going to be taking over the planet. And so that's what's next for humanity. And what I'm saying is that you're not just your body and your life right now. Just like our homeboy Yoda said, You're a luminous being, your energy. This is not the whole story. So to say you need to become a machine assumes that this is the whole story and that there's nothing else going on. And with near-death experiences, which are mainstream universities and past life regressions by Dr. Brian Weiss, the Yale doctor who runs the psychiatry department at Mount Sinai, and Dr. Ian Stevenson, which I think was at University of Virginia, past life regressions, they've done thousands of them where they found little kids that were like British soldiers and knew everything about some random dude that they were in the 1500s. And they went and found it was true. Near-death experiences where people are like floating around and they're dead and they see everything going on while they're dead. And like thousands of these. So to say that your only choice is to become a machine is, I think, ignoring, like we're calling DNA, junk DNA, some of it. And that's just because we don't know what it is. Like there's a lot more within us, you know? Do you feel we have great potential as humans that, you know, maybe we don't need to merge with machines, Natalia?
For sure. I don't really think we need to merge with machines, but I do like that there are people out there kind of testing the waters and see what can be done, because I'm sure that there are certain situations where this could be beneficial. Think of someone running into a burning building, for example, right?
As that a machine, like the Terminator?
Yeah, that might be a good time to send in a machine as opposed to a human being, right? But in terms of thinking, in terms, you know, there are a lot of things that I think human beings
not machine or human. Where like you're in a hive mind and you're in the internet and that is you. The idea is that like it could be good and it's the evolution, but it also could trap us on a certain frequency. And there's an idea that we're being sold this so that we are trapped on a certain frequency. So we don't realize that we're multidimensional beings.
I've heard that. When people speak of different frequencies, I mean, you've heard, you hang around a lot of hippies. People speak of not just hippies. It's kind of in the law of attraction. When you're vibrating at a low vibration, you attract bad things. When you're vibrating at a high vibration, you attract more positive things. People need to be more in tune with that, I think. Because I think, look at even the crown chakra. When you talk about chakras, we're transcendental beings. What they say.
Yeah, of course.
And a lot of us aren't tapped into that. So I'm just really interested. This really intrigued me.
I like it, but again, I don't. I think when you get trapped in, yeah, it's good. He's looking, I think he's a good guy. And I think even the people that, even if there's some kind of weird, I've said this like a lot, there's some kind of weird satanic agenda to transform us into being, into machines.
Well, that's no good.
And then have us trapped into a certain frequency range. I even forgive those people. If it's Podesta, and there's all this weird ass WikiLeaks stuff. And again, nobody's perfect, but like spirit cooking and a lot of like, and it's not just Democrats. There were a lot of, you know, there's a lot we could get into. And I have talked about it on other shows, but there are major things and it can be tied into this. And when you tell scientists or people like this guy, here's the box and we're going to reveal something to you that nobody else knows. And we're just going to show you more of the box, but like, it's still our box. Like we're not like, it's just presenting it like, okay, here are the secrets. Well, yeah, but that's the secrets they're revealing to you in a certain frame. Not that I know all of them, but that does happen. It's 100% that it happens. It happens in the CIA. And so basically the framing on things can definitely be adjusted to where like, depending on who this guy's working with, and maybe the Republicans would be worse. I don't really think it's actually an issue above the government. It just is an issue above the government. Even the people in the government are being fed things from wherever, like what's going on at Bilderberg and Bohemian Grove and these places, right? And again, I forgive those people and send love to them as well if there is something going on. Maybe there's nothing going on, but a lot of people think there is. And so if you give scientists and you're like, okay, well, we're going to work on rockets and we're going to make rockets great, but we're only going to work on rockets. Well, or we're going to work on cancer treatments. Well, meanwhile, let's say some plant or the Rife machine or Lakovsky's copper things that cost $5 could cure cancer. Well, we're going to work on a cancer treatment, but it's only this type. It's got to be a medicine. And you're very into plants.
Yes, I've gotten very into plant medicine. I'm just learning. There have been plants growing for thousands of years on this earth and have been used to treat ailments for thousands of years. And now we've become really distant from that world. And I think we already have a lot of the answers.
You're right.
You know, like you were saying, copper is a mineral. That wasn't created by anyone. That's in the earth. That's a mineral. And we're just, I think the earth has a lot of the solutions for us.
And that's what
we're just so disconnected, mm-hmm. especially with technology. Like we were talking earlier about cell phone radiation. That's not natural. Human beings are connected to the earth. And when we're not, there's just a bunch of problems that arise.
And that's what I'm saying about not health needing to merge otherwise. With machines, that the answers are actually within us.
Yeah.
And there's a lot we don't even know about our own DNA and capabilities. There's a lot that's happened with me and maybe you, and we have realizations more and more that there's a lot that can be going on with us, with Qigong and different things, connections with plants and the world. And some of this sounds like hippie stuff, but I'm going to tell you, it's not. It's real. The force is real. The force is real. So again, it's not that this guy maybe did get... I like what he's doing, too, in terms of trying to disclose things, Tom DeLonge. But I just get worried about, listen, even my point of view is not the only point of view. Like, you got to find your own truth. And it's good if people are talking and disclosing things. And but there's just so much out there. We can't, I don't think, to limit ourselves, literally everything could be true. With multiverses that were proved by the Princeton guy, different versions of us could be existing or are existing, apparently, as he has proven in the 50s, right now. Like, that's what multiverses are, I guess. So, and there's different timelines going on, maybe. There's all kinds of... That's the Mandela effect. Have you heard about that?
No. Do tell.
The Mandela effect, which is basically that... the Mandela effect is... Like, okay, do you remember, you may actually remember this. There were these bears when we were like, you were like 10 and I was like 5.
The Berenstain Bears?
Yes. How do you say it?
Berenstain, I believe. I learned that one from reading.
Now, you're right. But okay, so you're saying, and you were like what, 10?
Oh, I was younger than that.
Okay. To me, it's and to I read me, that to me it was diapers, the Bernstein. That was read to me. The Bernstein Bears. Or
maybe that's how you say it.
No, but
the Berenstain, because there's that extra E after the R.
Well, the thing is, like, a lot of people remember it as Bernstein Bears. Like, I was 100% Bernstein Bears. And then what you just said is actually the way it is now. And there's, like, tons of people that it's, like, different. Now, there's this other scene, meaning, like basically somewhere almost, like, the timeline got changed. Because, like, there are these other things that they're, like, anomalies. This other thing, like, is, like, Tom Cruise sliding across the floor in Risky Business. What was he wearing? Do you remember? There's one scene.
He had underwear and, like, a shirt, socks and a shirt.
What color shirt? Do you remember?
I don't remember what color shirt. I think it was white. Was it white?
Okay. That's what I think, too. You play, and, like, that's another thing. There's YouTube videos of people sliding across the floor in a white shirt with, like, shades and underwear. And apparently, I think I'm getting this right. You guys can let us know, but it's like he's actually now in like a blue shirt with no shades. But like there's people that are like recreating the scene over time with white shirt and shades. And so there are these things called the Mandela effect. And it's from Nelson Mandela. A lot of people think he died in like the 90s, but people now remember him dying in like 2011 or 12. And like people remember the funeral. But apparently he didn't die or something like that. So anyway, there could be a lot going on. So you guys tell us what you think is going on. We're trying to figure it out. And I think it's all going somewhere. And again, who knows? If there's some kind of agenda, I send forgiveness out. And I ask for forgiveness too. And we can forgive ourselves. And I think it is good people trying to find things out, right?
Yeah.